What do architects find interesting when designing buildings?
A good question. I'd say the most interesting thing relates to our role as an architect. In most cases, what are architects trying to do? Well, we're trying to design an ideal place to meet human needs. That's really our main motivation. It's our duty, if you like, to create a place that integrates interior design with the needs of the people who'll be using the building. It's, how can I say, a relationship in which the individual and the place are integrated. They depend on each other.
What do architects take into consideration when designing a hotel?
When you think about the concept of a hotel, it's important to consider the area it'll be located in and what kind of people the hotel's designed for. You'd have to check if it'll be near a business or resort centre. You'll have to consider issues like the budget, access to the hotel, the facilities, and, of course, who will use the hotel, what kind of people will be staying there, and so on. In general, hotels are aimed at people who have two different purposes, business or leisure. However, in both cases, it's essential that guests can find a relaxing and cosy atmosphere, so they enjoy the time they spend there. If someone's purpose is business, the hotel project needs to be focused on events that companies may be interested in, like conferences, congresses, trade exhibitions, and so on. There are a lot of things to be taken into account when planning a hotel. It's a complicated process.
What factors would influence an architect when designing the ground floor of a hotel?
Okay, for a start, you have to bear in mind that the ground floor of a hotel is its visiting card. When planning this floor, you've got to take into account the aesthetic appearance of the interior and the function of the ground floor. It's crucial to integrate the facilities and leisure areas when welcoming guests. A spacious lounge is really important, and it should have a cosy atmosphere. It must be in harmony with the decor. Another point, the lounge is sometimes used as a waiting room, so the ground floor should have a small cafeteria or brasserie as well as a TV room. Of course, toilets and elevators shouldn't be forgotten, and there should be good access to all the rooms and facilities in this part of the hotel.
What do you think of having hotels in space?
I like the idea. Architects are professionals. We're responsible for creating spaces that shelter people and for buildings which change the environment. I believe space hotels would be an example of human progress. They'd be a huge challenge for human beings. Actually, that phrase of Neil Armstrong comes into my mind, you know, when he first stepped on the moon. Didn't he say something like, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind? Well, I'd say, for space hotels, it'll be a giant step for technology and also a really big leap for mankind. Yes, as an architect, I'm excited by the prospect of hotels in space. They can't come soon enough for me.
Would an architect be involved in designing space hotels?
Yes, in my opinion, definitely an architect would be involved. I'm sure we wouldn't miss the opportunity to be part of such an amazing scientific breakthrough. You know, if you think back, architects have been present at most of the big moments of social and historical change. We don't just reflect cultural changes, but also represent the progress made by societies. I believe a space hotel will be a landmark in the history of mankind. And architects will be fully involved in the process. There's no doubt about that. We'll be designing hotels that are fit for space tourists to stay in. So, to answer your question, I feel we'll play a vital role in the planning process.